just going to do what the Lord instructed me to do, and I'm going to ask anyone here who can let down the, you know, let down all of the self-sufficiency, all of the self-confidence, and admit, I need God like I've never needed Him to come through. I need Him. I want you to come and sit right here. There may be more than one of you. I need God to come through. I just want you to sit right here. I don't want you to stand tonight. I want to pray for you and with you. If you've lost the vision for your family, I want you to take this chair in just a few moments. Amen. If I lose the vision for my family because of the setbacks and the things that I see, I won't pray with fervency. The day I don't pray with fervency, that's the day the enemy has an open avenue to do his destructive work. That's the day that the hedge comes down. Let me tell you how vital your prayers and mine are tonight. Amen. The Bible said when we intercede, we stand in the gap. That awful gap that sin has caused and compromise has caused. We stand in that gap between that person and God. Amen. And we make up the hedge. It may be a child, it may be a husband, it may be a wife, it may be a circumstance, whatever it is, we're able to stand in the gap and to make up the hedge. Amen. There was a hedge around Job that Satan couldn't penetrate without God's permission. Can you say, man, we need that wall. What some Bible scholars call it a wall. It's not anything to do with agriculture. Amen. Satan is not afraid of viburnum or whatever you've got planted out front. Amen. But it's a wall of righteousness. Everybody say a wall of righteousness. Praise God. Amen. I want everyone to come down here right now and let's join together. When I go through things, I admit that I have a need and I cry out to God and I look to people to pray with me and to pray for me. I am not so strong as your minister that I don't need ministry from you and I don't need your prayers. I'm desperate for them. Can you say amen at times in my life? And if it wasn't for them, I know I couldn't have and wouldn't have been in the pulpit today. Father, Lord, Brother Taylor has come. He doesn't even have to state this openly. You know what the need is. But Lord, he needs you desperately. He needs you to move by your spirit, Father, in his life and for the circumstances, Lord, that concern him tonight. And he is a minister of the gospel and he has faith in his heart, but that doesn't excuse or exempt him from having needs in his life. Father, in the name of Jesus, we pray for our brother tonight. We minister, Lord, unto him tonight. And Father, in the name of Jesus, I pray that your grace will just flood his soul, your peace would flood his mind, and your power would flood his life. Father, and that you would move the mountains. Hallelujah. That the mountain that stands before him or mountains would become as a plain, not by might nor by power, but by your spirit. Hallelujah. In Jesus Christ's name. Father, for the glory of God, we both can say that we have slain the lion and we have slain the bear through your spirit. Father, by your spirit, and Lord, this giant shall fall. This giant will fall in the name of Jesus Christ tonight. And Father, before the fight begins, we declare we win. Hallelujah. Praise God. And we run toward this giant. In the name of Jesus Christ. And for the glory and the honor of God. Hallelujah. 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 Shelaba roshalaba. Hallelujah. Rend the heavens, Lord. Mopahasandada. We're not coming for silver and gold tonight. We're coming for that money can't buy. Hallelujah. Only you can do this. In the name of Jesus, and we plead the blood of Christ, and we thank you. We thank you for it. Hallelujah. 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 Blessed be the name of the Lord. Is there anyone else that you feel that you need this tonight? Praise God. The reason I'm having you be seated, because this is how God wants you, amen, to be resting in him and resting upon his word. Hezekiah had a situation where there was an army that surrounded the city and laid siege to it. And it didn't look like there was any way out. And in the natural, to be honest, there was no way out. Amen. But the Bible said that Hezekiah came out to address the people. The king came to talk to them about the circumstance. And it said he spoke comfortably unto them. Isn't it good to know that? And listen, these were not, and what he told them was the truth about God. Amen. And his capability and his ability and his, and knowing he was near them as covenant people. He said, with them is the arm of flesh. What you see as an impossibility is only what the arm of flesh can produce. Amen. But with us is the Lord our God. And he it is that will fight our battle. Hallelujah. Praise God. So, Father, in the name of Jesus tonight, we declare that our God is with us and our God is for us. And no matter how impossible the circumstance may look, feel, or seem, when we call upon your name, all of that is subject to change. We don't know how you're going to do it. We don't even know your timetable, but we know our God and we know that you are faithful. And we know that he that shall come will come, and he shall not tarry. And Father, we praise you for it tonight. We thank you for victory, Lord. We thank you as we rest upon you. Oh, let me finish that to you tonight and to you that are standing. And the Bible said, and the people rested themselves. The people rest. That's why you're in the chair tonight. The people rested themselves upon the words of Hezekiah because they know it was the truth about their God. Instead of being panicked and fearful and fretful, they were resting upon the word of God. So rest in the Lord. Wait patiently for him, and he will bring it to pass, the scriptures declare. Rest in the Lord. Wait patiently for him, and he will bring it to pass. Hallelujah. And the mountain that stands before you shall become as a plain, not by might nor by power, but by my spirit, saith the Lord. Hallelujah. Praise God. For the battle doesn't belong to you. The battle is the Lord's. Hallelujah. Amen and amen. Praise him tonight. Thank him tonight. Praise the Lord. We honor you, Father. We praise you tonight. Hadabarosha lamani. Oh, is there someone else? Let's believe God tonight. Let's believe God tonight. Gather around this way if you can, and let's come close to our sister tonight. Confess your faults one to another, the scripture says. Amen. We've got to trust that someone's not going to judge or criticize. We've got to trust, hallelujah, that someone's not going to look at us differently because we admit how much we need God tonight. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Sherry is a go-getter. Sherry is a fix-it person. When we need something fixed with our insurance or with some legal thing that she can do as a notary, Sherry takes care of it. Sherry takes care of it. Sherry will see to it. Sherry will do this. Sherry will do that. Sherry will take care of things. Sherry's strong. Sherry's a go-getter. Sherry's competent and confident. Sherry's human. Sherry's a sheep in this fold tonight. Sherry needs the same grace we need tonight. The same help from above that we need tonight. And she qualifies for it because to them that hath no might, he increases strength. Whatever reduces our strength qualifies us for his help. It doesn't disqualify us to admit that. It qualifies us. So Father, strengthen her tonight. Make a way where there seems to be none. In Jesus' name tonight. Hallelujah. Turn every curse into a blessing. Every stumbling block into a stepping stone. Every closed door into a new and better door that opens. In Jesus' name. 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 Ola baroshanda masekia onde da barosha la mama asada bakosa etata da bosanda da bose e kalabosata. Then men began to call upon the Lord. Hallelujah. And we still call upon you tonight, Lord. Halabarosha la baba, salabarite, salabaroka, salabarite, salabaninte, kalabasoda, nandanabaseli, andanabasa, halabarite, ha, salabaki, ankandabohu, o salabara, nandanabasilia, nekala. There is a rest for the children of God. Hana mashola, salamanite tia, kosholaba, ekala. When walled cities defy us, when great giants hurl insults, when great walled cities, amen, defy us, we can rest in your promise. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Shalabaro shalaba. Walls shall fall, giants shall fall. Waters shall part in the name of Jesus. Hana makosala. Selabaro shalababa. Nendedabako shalababa. Salabari tetana masataya. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Monda da bakosatana masilia, nenda da bakorosha, salabakinda da basataya. Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. Mo shalamamama hasata, handa da basiti, handa da basa. He'll yet be the health of our countenance. He'll turn our mourning to dancing. Anda da bakoshila babahasada. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. Mikalabasola baba, he that shall come will come. Hallelujah, he that shall come will come. Hallelujah, and he will not tarry. Shandabo salababa. Hallelujah. Make no mistake about it. God is going to rend the heavens and God is going to come through. Hallelujah. 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 Beshalabah, cast not away your confidence, which hath great recompense of reward. Hallelujah. Meshalabari. After you were illuminated, you fought a great fight of afflictions. Can you say amen? Hallelujah. Meshalabaro shalabarite. Karabasanda. Selabaro shalababa. Salabakita namaso. Salabakita namasota. Hallelujah. 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 The battle is no longer yours, Sherry. The battle is the Lord's. And you don't fight alone. For the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but they are mighty through God to the pulling down of strongholds. Hanamasho, salabati, nandadabosalababa, salabakita nanamasata. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Sekarobo, salababa, silababoroshalama, salabarite tadabasa, kalabasolababa. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Shalabakosanda, nandadabasota. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Mekalabasuda baba, salabarushi laba. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Glory to God, glory to God, glory to God, glory to God. Amen, amen, and amen, and amen. Is there anyone else? If you feel the need, you come. God is moving, and I thank Him tonight. I praise Him tonight. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Hallelujah. I don't know what the name Sean means, but it could have... I relate Sean to strength. When I feel his shoulders, I feel muscle, a well-muscled shoulder. I don't feel a wimp. I feel a man, not a boy. And I know that it's easy when you're strong to lean on your strength. I did it and burned out leaning on my strength, because I not only felt strong in my body, but I felt strong in the Lord. I felt like a mighty, and I was a mighty warrior of God. But I love that song now that I probably wouldn't have cared anything about then after you know, getting so weak and going through nervous exhaustion and finding out the real source of strength and the value of grace and mercy in my life. Amen. That deep inside this armor, the warrior is a child. Can you say amen? And in childlike faith, I had to reach up to God, my only hope, my only hope, my only hope. Sean said something to me that I can tell you that wasn't spoken in confidence. With tears in his eyes, he said, God is my only hope. Amen. But he is a very, not he said that, but we're going to declare, he's a very present help in the time of trouble. He doesn't draw back. He doesn't draw away from us. He comes near us. Praise God. How a very present help. So, Father, we come to you tonight with the openness and sincerity of King David, who said, when my heart is overwhelmed within me, lead me to that rock that is higher than I. Help me to trust you. Help me to believe you. Help me to refocus upon you and to take courage in my heart. In the name of Jesus tonight, Lord, as Sean rests upon your word tonight, your promise and your person, Lord, let him know that the battle is not his. He doesn't have to figure everything out. He certainly doesn't have to fix everything. You're the fixer tonight. Hallelujah. You're the one that can do that. And Father, we rely upon you like never before tonight to move by your spirit. Hallelujah. That's why we're praying tonight. Hallelujah. We're trusting in your power, your grace, your mercy, your wisdom. Hallelujah. Your ways, your timing, in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Lord, move by your spirit. Move by your spirit. Do a mighty work of restoration in the name of Jesus and for the glory of God. Harabarosha labad, nendera basiliada, salabakosa, salabarosha lam, nekala basitia, etera basitia. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Here's Sean's confession in his heart. I feel this scripture in his heart. There's a king by the name of Asa, and there's an army of 1 million standing men and 300 chariots. Can you imagine looking at that kind of army arrayed for battle, bent on your destruction, in this little people, amen, this little covenant nation is facing 1 million troops and 300 chariots. And Asa stands before the people. And Hezekiah stands the same way. And both of them say the same thing. There's more with us than there is with them. Hallelujah. They're either the craziest people that ever lived, or they know what God is capable of and is willing to do when we call upon him. Can you say amen? Hallelujah. And I love in Hezekiah's circumstance that a prophet stands up the moment they say, we have no power and we have no might to go out against this great army. In and of ourselves, we are no match for our enemy, but our eyes are upon you. Hallelujah. And a prophet stands up in the crowd and begins to prophesy at that precise moment and said, and when that confession was, we can't, but you can. Hallelujah. What's impossible with man is possible with God. Amen. Our eyes are on you, Lord. The prophet stood up and said, thou shalt not have to fight at all in this battle, for the battle is no longer yours. The battle is the Lord's. Hallelujah. Praise God. Hallelujah. 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 Praise the Lord. We fight by trusting God. We fight by setting our eyes and focus upon him. Because it's not by might nor by power, but by his spirit that these mighty mountains move and these mighty giants fall. Hallelujah. 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 Father, we praise you tonight. Hallelujah. Amen and amen and amen. Glory to the Lord. Glory to the Lord. Hallelujah. Salamanitikia. Salamaroshalamada. Salabaditaramasa. Salabakoshalabaroshalamada. Let's just give him praise tonight. He's a mighty God. He's a mighty God. Amen. You know what the Apostle Paul said? 13 of the 27 books. If you count Hebrews, it's controversial about Hebrews. Give him half. Give him 12 of the 27. That's roughly still almost half of the New Testament. Give Paul credit for revelations, mighty revelations. But when he's in prison and he's under the pressure, a man comes to him. Amen. And you'd think he would find this mighty warrior standing social. You know, the guy brought him an offering from the church and to let him know that people were praying for him. Guy's name is Epaphroditus. He gets sick on the way to visit Paul. He almost died, but as soon as he could walk, he got up and came on. Amen. And Paul said, I don't know who this guy is back in the church. I don't know what title. I don't know if he's somebody or he's just a gopher, a runner, somebody you sent to run. But I want to tell you something, what this man is. Yeah. He's my brother. Yes. He's my companion in labor. And he's my fellow soldier. It wasn't the message from the church that they were praying alone. And it wasn't the offering that they sent him to help him while he was in house arrest. It was the man that came to him with such love and compassion and ministered to this great apostle with such anointing, power, revelation. But he needed that man. And he said, that's my brother. I need my brother. I need my fellow soldier here that fights alongside me. Praise God. Amen. This is my brother. This is my brother. This is my companion in labor. I'm not alone out here in these harvest fields. There's somebody standing right with me. And this is my fellow soldier. He's got my back. So when he gets back, you bless this man because he's been a blessing to me. God designed us to go through these valleys by ourselves. Many ministers have failed, Sean, because they couldn't admit their weaknesses. They couldn't ask anybody for prayer. They tried to go it alone, and God didn't design us to go it alone, Brother Taylor. He designed us to be interconnected and interdependent. Father, my sister needs your grace. My sister needs your mercy. My sister needs your strength. My sister needs that only you can give her tonight. Our limitations can be reached very, very quickly. Oh, Shalaba, we can go from a mountaintop of fire falling to a cave very quickly. Our emotions have limits, Father. Our bodies have limits. Our minds have limits. And sometimes we stretch to the limit and we feel it. But Lord, there's no limit to what God can do for us. No limit to what God can do within us. And Father, I thank you tonight for that unlimited grace. I thank you, Lord, when the needs are greater, he giveth more grace. There's no end to it. Hallelujah. Therefore, your grace becomes sufficient. Hallelujah. For everything we face, everything we need. In Jesus' name tonight, we pray that grace and mercy will be extended before any other changes in prayer come, that this woman would experience grace sufficient and mercy, hallelujah, without end. In Jesus' name, they're new every morning. Every morning, every morning, the merciful God stands up to extend his help to us. Father, we praise you for that. Have mercy on us tonight. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Salabakianda. Eshalabaru shalabarianda da basikia. Selabako salabaruta. Ke salabara. Rest in the Lord. Wait patiently for him, and he will bring it to pass. This is another go-getter right here. Hallelujah. Amen. She'll take care of it. She'll take care of us. She'll take care of the dogs. She'll take care of this. She'll take care of that. She'll take care of this at the office where she worked before. She'll take care of it. Amen. Just take it into her. Amen. But when we come down to the end of ourselves, we need someone to take care of us. Oh, and what a mighty God. What a mighty God that cares for us. Hallelujah. 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 Shela mokosa. God's going to take care of you tonight. Handa mashola barosha la manite. Keshola barada basataya. Nenda da bokosa. Sala barosha la babahosataya. Inka sala nekala solo borosha. Nenda da basilia da basataya. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Who takes care of the caregiver? Who takes care of the caretaker? Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Handa barosha la babahasataya. Enda da boko shalabadite tadaba shalabaruke ashalabada. Nenda da basataya. Hallelujah. 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 We praise you tonight. We praise you tonight. Hallelujah. 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 Thou shalt not need to fight in this battle. Hallelujah. The battle is no longer yours. The battle is the Lord's tonight. Hallelujah. 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 We fight by resting upon His word. We fight, hallelujah, by trusting in his love tonight. Praise God. I can rest upon His word and trust in His love. Praise the Lord. That doesn't require the energy that I don't have. Listen, a missionary went to a particular tribe in Africa. It was a very primitive group of people years and years ago. While trying to explain to them what faith is, they had no word in their vocabulary for faith. And he was trying to find a word so he could incorporate it into his sermon. And a man who understood broken English in the tribe came in and he said, I want to tell the people how to trust the Lord and how to have faith in Him. And the man, and he said, what word in your language, when you interpret that, what word can you use? He said, we have no word. He said, well, it's a trusting in the Lord. It's a resting in Him. He took the man over. No one had a couch but the missionary. He had an old couch they brought in a dugout canoe. And they took that old couch and put it in there so they could sit not on the floor or on straw mats, but they could rest because we missionaries are used to something not so hard. Can you say amen? And he took the man over to that couch, and he said, I want you to stretch out on this couch completely and just let the whole weight of everything rest on this couch. And that interpreter laid down, that native laid down on that couch and just rested. He said, what is the word for what you're doing right now? And he told him the word. He said, that's faith. That's faith. That's faith. That's faith. Halabakoso tadamasi nanda da barosha la badite kasalaba. Rest in the Lord. Wait patiently for Him, and He will bring it to pass. Because it's not by might, after all, and it's not by power. It's by His Spirit. Hallelujah. Praise God. Amen and amen. Glory to God. What's going to happen when we all get rested? Amen, amen, and we pray with fervency and with energy and with strength that God is granting, that God is giving. Father, I thank you for my brother tonight, my companion in labor, my fellow soldier down through the years. Father, I thank you, Lord, that through all of the battles, Lord, he hasn't given up on you. He's many times come to the end of himself and kind of given up on himself from time to time like me, but he's never given up on you. And more importantly, you've never given up on him, and you never will give up on him. For he that began a good work in you will perform it unto the day of Jesus Christ. Andarabarosha salaba. But Father, we need to rest in you tonight. We need you to move by your Spirit. We need you to rend the heavens and answer to our prayer and our cry. We need to get back that childlike spirit of faith and anticipation where we look for you to move every day in some way. And in the mighty things, we had confidence that somehow, some way, God is going to come through. Father, these things that befall us all, look like mountains, granite mountains. But Lord, remind us again tonight that the mountain that stands before us cannot stand before you. Oh, I got to say that again. I felt faith leaping up. The mountain that stands before us cannot stand before you. So we say by faith that you want to answer our prayer, that you care for your people. We have confidence in that great truth tonight. Mountain, be thou removed, cast into the midst of the sea. That God's blessings may be made manifest upon this man and this woman and this household. It will require the supernatural, and therefore it will turn to a testimony, and God will receive glory. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. God will be glorified in the answer. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. I love those kind of prayers. Prayers that is for our good and His glory. Hallelujah. And only the supernatural ones will bring that glory to Him. Hallelujah. It's coming, Terry. Don't know how. Don't know when. All I can tell you is to rest in full assurance. Rest in the Lord. Wait patiently for Him. Hallelujah. And He'll bring it to pass. Handa Marosha Labaka. Salabarite. Kalabahosa. Salaba. This is the generation too of them that call upon the Lord. Can you say amen? Hallelujah. Salabakita. Salabarite. Call upon me and I'll show you. I'll show you. I'll show you great and mighty things which you have never seen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Meshalabakusata. Selabakusatarava. Nendarabakulabasa. Hellabuku. Neshalabakusalamariteta. Salabakusalamarota. Salabakusiandarabusata. Nekolobusata. Nekalabasalabion. Nendo. Brashalabakusalababa. Nendarabasalabaku. Nende sholabukusata. Selabarushalamaninde. Eki. Rosha. Salabaru. Tarabasirianda. Father, we praise you. We thank you. We thank you for what you're doing for your people tonight. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Sheka Roshalaman. Nendaraba Roshalamanite. Hallelujah. Oh, the fires of not just the first love alone, but the fires of faith are being rekindled too tonight. Hallelujah. Salababamiti Kionde. Courage in the place of fear. Peace in the place of worry. Hallelujah. Confidence. Anticipation. Expectation. Hallelujah. 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 Glory to God. Glory to God. He that shall come will come, and he will not tarry. Praise God. Praise God tonight. Halaba roshala maniti. Silo roshala sanamarike kianda. Salabakula baba salabaritia. Father, we praise you. We thank you tonight. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise God. Praise God. Hallelujah. 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 Since Mom passed away, it all falls right here. Right here. And I've had interaction with my family that just like someone socked me in the stomach and knocked every bit of the wind of the spirit out of me. And I had to go recover in the presence of God. Hallelujah. 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 Halabo shalabari tetehianda nobukosa me kalabasata. This is the primary intercessor right here. And the weight of it falls on her. O shalaba. Selabakita damasutianda dabakata. But every intercessor needs someone to pray for them. Let me tell you the story. Let's get it right and let's get it straight. Moses is the appointed, anointed leader of Israel. He has a mouth-to-mouth relationship with God Almighty. He talks to him mouth to mouth. Praise God. Amen. But down in that valley when a battle is being fought, this mighty warrior chief of Israel, amen, begins to weaken. His hands are raised in the Chaldee, which most of it's Hebrew, but this part was in the Chaldee tongue. As his hands were raised, amen, in prayer. Not just raised, but raised in prayer. When those hands came down, he became too weak, not only to stand up, but too weak to continue to pray. Prayer will take something out of you, believe me, but God will put something back in you. Aaron and Hur looked around and they saw his hands slowly but surely coming down. And they saw him stammering, amen, and not praying with fervency. And they saw the tide of battle turning. They ran and rolled a stone right behind him. They didn't move him. They brought the stone to him. And they sat him down on it just like you're sitting in this chair tonight. And one of them took one hand. And another took the other hand. And they lifted them up. You know what we're told to do in the New Testament? Lift up the hands that hang down. Oh, hallelujah. Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. I'm telling you right now, the tide of battle is turning. The tide of battle is turning. The tide of battle is turning, Tim. While you're sitting and others are holding you up in prayer, the tide of battle is turning, is turning. Give her grace. Give her mercy. Give her patience. Give her strength. Give her courage. Give her expectation tonight. Heal her. Heal her. Heal her. Heal her. Heal her. Heal her tonight, God. Moshalamama mahasanda na basilianda. Mekalabasota na masanda. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Father, I praise you. I praise you for it. Oh, Jesus. Oh, Jesus, we praise you. Hallelujah. Mercy for God. Mercy for God. And when thou art converted, strengthen thy brethren. Hallelujah. He said he would uphold you with the right hand of his righteousness. Hallelujah. God is right handed. Glory be to God. The weapons of our warfare are not carnal. It doesn't depend on our energy, mokolosa, our ingenuity, but they're mighty through God to the pulling down of strongholds. That's why the enemy fights, amen, so desperately, because he knows what we're tapping into tonight. Moshalababa, and he fears it greatly. It causes him to tremble. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Hallelujah. Because the devil that could easily stop me and you without God cannot stop us with God tonight. For with God, all things are possible. Praise the Lord. Rest in the Lord. Wait patiently for him, and he will bring it to pass. Hallelujah. 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 Meshalababa hasatana makula selabarosha la Eloi. Yes. Selabaki selababa. Every victory that you see won where I manifest my power and the enemy draws back, know that this is the battlefield where the true fight took place. Yea, this is where the enemy has lost before he even acknowledges that loss. So don't be impatient, saith God. Don't look at those walls. Don't look at those giants. Don't look at those circumstances. Don't listen to the enemy. Look to me, saith the Lord, and I will bring you through and bring you out, and surely my name will be glorified and you will be blessed, saith God. Hallelujah. 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 Amen and amen and amen. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. It's hard not to look, isn't it? It's hard not to look. Amen.
Thank you.
to God. Glory to God. Amen and amen and amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. 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 Father, my sister, Lord, she's like the hub in this family. And she carries her load, and she carries other loads tonight. Father, there's so many needs here tonight in her life. She's quiet and unassuming, and she doesn't always voice those things. She doesn't have to voice them tonight. The Lord knows how to deliver the righteous. Before we even ask, He already begins to expedite the answer because He knows we're going to call on Him. Amen. He knows we're going to cry unto Him. He said it shall come to pass. Amen. In that covenant nation of Israel. But before they pray, I will begin to send the answer. Because I know they're going to pray. So God is ahead of us. He's not waiting. He's getting ready. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. He that shall come will come. And He will not tarry. I'm going to tell you how this works. So you know we got scripture to back all this up, and scenarios in the scripture. They want to kill the prophet so they can attack, a surprise attack Israel. They go to bed and wake up, and there's an army surrounding them, and there's no way out. The servant, amen, of the prophet comes out first, and he looks, and he runs and tells his master. He said, everywhere I look, there's an army surrounding this one tent with one prophet in it. Everywhere I look, there's no way out. No escape. How, Master, how shall we do? How shall we do? Amen. And the Bible said again that He spoke comfortably unto them. Amen. Talking about more with them than with this great mighty army. Praise God. And you know what had happened? Amen. Elijah hadn't seen anything, but he knew how God operates. Yeah. If there's going to be a problem, God is way ahead of it. Because He knows that this man is going to pray when the trouble comes. Amen. So God gets ready and prepares the answer. While the man is sleeping and the enemy is creeping, God is getting ready. God, oh yeah, God is getting ready. Amen. Amen. He walked out and he said, there's more with us than there is with them. Amen. God is going to fight for us. And you know, it didn't help that man a bit because all he could see was that mighty army. Amen. And the fear had gripped him. But he said, Lord, open his eyes and let him see. And he saw that the army that had surrounded them was surrounded by angels and chariots of fire. Warrior angels were already dispatched. And Elijah prayed, Lord, smite this great army with blindness. Hallelujah. God said, you pray it, I'll prepare it, but I'm waiting for you to pray it. Therein is the power of prayer. And I want you to know God has prepared the answer. Hallelujah, because He knew tonight we'd be praying with you for it. In Jesus' name, rest in the Lord. Wait patiently for Him. He's going to bring it to pass. Hallelujah. In Jesus' name. Hallelujah. 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 Glory to God. Glory to God. Glory to the name of the Lord. Meshalaba osalabaka. Isanda da basikia. Anda da basikia. Nanamasa. Mekalaba hosa. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, mama baba hosala mama. Nenda da ba rosha la baba. He kala ba sanda da ba sata. Hallelujah. God's gonna bless the intercessors. God is gonna raise up, amen, those that stand in the gap and make up the hedge. Praise God. Hallelujah. Kala ba hosala ba rite. Kisala ba rosha la mana. Kala ba sada. Nenda oke sala ba rosha la mana. Father, we thank you tonight. We thank you, we praise you. Let's just thank you another holy moment or two tonight for what he's doing, what he's saying to us tonight. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. This is not a whining man here tonight. This is a very strong man. He bears a lot of things privately. Oh, but we can't hold it in when it's time to pour it out. Tonight he's choosing to pour it out before the Lord, to pour his heart out before the Lord. Bless my brother tonight, O God. Pour out your grace upon him. Pour out your mercy upon him, God. Rekindle the flame, O God. Measure the flame of faith. Because it's the... Let me tell you why the devil wants to put out the flame. Because it's the effectual fervent. That's the flame. That's the fire. Can you say, man, the effectual fervent prayer that God answers? And it's that flame that Satan fears. Because when that flame, when faith is flaming up, the prayer becomes white hot. The prayer becomes fervent. And it avails much. Fan the flame tonight, O God. Fan the flame by your spirit. And where there's disappointment and discouragement, oh God, let there be holy anticipation and expectation. It's the vision. It's the vision the devil wants to destroy. But we share the vision tonight. Hallelujah. I see you restoring. I see you reviving. I see you, Lord, delivering. I see you setting free. Hallelujah. 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 Oh, Lord, your spirit is moving here. Oh, hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Hallelujah. Restore our lampstand in this church. Ha, Salah. The oil and the flame. In Jesus' name. Hallelujah. This is my brother, my companion in labor, my fellow soldier. Hallelujah. 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 We praise you, Lord. We praise you, Lord. We praise you, Lord. We pray for Mike's grandmother tonight, Lord, also. Lord, it hurts him to see her hurting. We pray for a special grace upon her, a special mercy to wrap her up tonight, a special peace in her heart. Let her rest in you as well tonight, Lord, with no confusion, no fear, in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name, hold her close to your bosom tonight and lift her up, hallelujah, in your presence. Say, move in this family. Move in this family, Lord. For this woman that prayed for so many others needs their prayers tonight. Draw this family together, God. Oh, it looks like sometimes there's too many fragments of it, but Lord, you're the mighty God, the mighty one of Israel. Hallelujah. Nothing is too hard for you, and we will not limit you tonight. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Moshalaba, let them draw strength from you and from one another. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. In Where there's wounds, pouring oil and wine tonight to bring healing and strength and health in Jesus' name. In Jesus' holy name tonight. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Hallelujah, hallelujah. What a mighty, wonderful God we serve tonight. Blessed be his name. Blessed be his name. Praise the Lord, praise the Lord. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Hallelujah. Father, we thank you. Let's just thank you tonight. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Amen. Praise God. Praise God. Praise God. Praise the Lord. When Isaiah, and he was far greater than any of us here in our abilities. Isaiah was handpicked to be a major prophet, particularly Isaiah 53, the gospel in the Old Testament. Someday it's going to bring many Jewish people to believing faith in Jesus as the Messiah, along with the book of Daniel. But it's there. Hallelujah. But when he walked into the temple and got in the presence of God, he was keenly aware of his own flaws, his own sins. And he got in the presence of God, and he didn't just talk about Israel anymore. He talked about himself. He couldn't see them for seeing himself in the presence of God. And he said, woe is me. I am undone. I'm a man of unclean lips. I admit it up front before you, Lord. I'm not worthy to be here in your presence like this. But an angel addressed that open confession, and he took a coal from the altar and he pressed it to his lips. Amen. There's a sanctifying power in that holy fire that's in the presence of God, sister. Amen. I want you to know it touches me and it touches you and it touches us tonight. Praise God. Because he didn't just baptize with the Holy Ghost, but with that live coal. When with fire. Can you say, oh, salabaki, salabarite, tadaba, salabakia, salabakole, salabarite, tadaba, salabasata. Hallelujah. And God wants to do a healing here tonight. Healing within and healing without. Ha, salabasole, salabakita, tadaba. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Healing for the body, healing for the mind. Hallelujah. In the conscience and healing for the spirit tonight. Hallelujah. Heal my sister. Make her whole tonight. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Raise her up. Rekindle the flame of faith within her. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. That the devil's tried so hard to put out. Hallelujah. And when this woman prays, when this woman prays, when this woman prays, let her pray with fervency. Hallelujah, that it might avail much. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Shedaboku salabarutia, salabayandoroboro salabari, ne calabasata. You're not living on borrowed time, dear sister. Amen. You're living on time that God has declared and decreed. Hallelujah, salababa, that you would be in the kingdom. For such a time as this, to stand in the gap and make up the hedge. Hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah. God has not chosen the mighty men. God has not chosen the wise men. God has not chosen the rich man. God has not chosen the strong man. God has chosen people. Weak and needy people. Hallelujah. To show how mighty he is through. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So let the weak say, I am strong. And let the poor say, I am rich. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to the Lamb. Glory to the Lamb. Because we glory in you. We glory in you. You are our strength, our shield, our buckler. Amen. Father, we thank you for healing. We thank you for restoration. We thank you for a sister in your family. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. And we fight shoulder to shoulder. Hallelujah. Father, we praise you. We praise you. He's restoring you tonight. Glory to God. He's restoring. Father, we thank you. We thank you. We just glorify your name for what you're doing and what you've done tonight. We give you all the honor, the praise, and the glory in Jesus' name. Amen. Would you just put that on and we'll rejoice as we leave this place tonight. Amen. How many believe this extra time we've invested is worth all that we gave God here tonight? It's not our normal pattern, but we want to obey the Lord. Amen. Hallelujah. These are days that are prophetically and spiritually significant days. They're days like no other generation has ever seen. And it's an amazing thing with all of the pressures of the last days and a fallen world and a very quick changing culture. We are here as his ambassadors and his witnesses and his prayer warriors. Praise God. And did you know God knew we would be here? God knew that we would be here, and we corporately, collectively, are in the kingdom for such a time, such a challenging time as this. God knew we would be weak and look to him for strength, and he knew that would qualify us to be mighty warriors of God. Hallelujah. Let's rejoice before we leave. The hardness will come, but endure hardness as a good soldier of Jesus Christ. Is it not written? Don't entangle yourself with the things of this world, that you might be a good soldier to him that called you, saith God. Therefore, saith the Lord, look unto me. I will take care of the details of your life. Trust in me, and I will raise you up, set you forth, and cause you to see the mighty victories that I have ordained for this day, even this day, saith God. Hallelujah. Praise God. We're going to see these things. But these are the days of Elijah. Praise God. That's a prophetic song, and we're part of the fulfilling of that mighty prophecy of God. Amen. Let's worship.